Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome and thank you so much for joining us today. It is already the 26th day of July 2007, and we're going to be live for the next 3 hours. Well, Corey Rowe was released last night. He had told us and told his family and told others that had been able to get a hold of him in the brig that he was being sent from Fort Drum down to Fort Campbell, Kentucky, to find out his fate. But after all the phone calls and the rigmarole, they released him. But they did that almost 2 years ago and then picked him up again. So he's voluntarily going down to Kentucky to try to expunge this spurious charge off of his record. For those that just joined us, quite a way to start an international radio show. Corey Rowe, of course, the producer of Loose Change. I am executive producing the Final Cut with Dylan Avery, Corey Rowe, and, of course, Jason Burmes. And he got picked up on Monday. We reported on it yesterday, and it certainly expedited the process, your phone calls. So you are to be commended, and I thank you for taking action. Out of this, we saw some massive censorship over 1,100 digs on the Big Dig website. Normally 100 will get you up on the main page, and not even in the up-and-comers. Just completely shut down, completely censored. Also, Google. I happened to get an email saying, hey, martial law was number one on Google Video. It was a couple days old. It was sitting in a stack. Somebody printed for me. I thought, oh, let me check that out. I went over there, and there it was. 500,000 viewers in the last couple of weeks. It had been number one off and on. And I thought, well, that's nice. That's a film I made back in 2005. And then I clicked to watch it, and I noticed it was a dead link. Google took it down. Now, you could find versions of it that had 50,000 views, 10,000 views, 40,000 views, but that big one that had gotten up there at the top echelon where hundreds of thousands were watching it every couple days, Google just knocked that out. You know, I mean, I've got Google as an advertiser. They wanted to approach us, be advertisers. That's fine. You know, we can block out some of the advertisers we don't like. We have that control. That funds what we're doing here. That's fine. I don't see a problem there. I use the Google service as one of the best search engines we've found. But I am getting sick and tired of Google, and we've caught them doing a lot of other stuff, and I'm about 2 inches away from just completely severing any ties with them, because and they just do other stuff. It just never ends, the things they do. It never seems to end. You know, supposedly the winners get to be at the top, and you choose, you vote, and it's a scam. It's not real. The top videos are not in the top 100. You can get up there, but then they cheat you. And it's the same thing with Dig. Dig is a fraud. Dig is a scam. Dig is a joke. They, in January of this year, banned us, and they admitted they banned us. There was a big hoopla, and they said, okay, we'll let PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com be unbanned. But really, they just sit there with their hand at the switch, playing all sorts of games. The ratings for InfoWars and Prison Planet, as I know bandwidth-wise, just go up and up, but we know rating services play games. That's even come out in the news now. So here's the news flash. We're hurting them because across the board, they're doing everything they can to censor the news and information at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. We'll be back with all the big news, and believe me, it's big.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a two-pack for only $99 or a four-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Narnex Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Nonex Man, and your toenails need Nonex Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see.
Ooh.
Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Nonex Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic when you're barefoot.
Oh, I will, Nonex Man.
Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails. Don't let Nonex Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Nonex Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
U.S. senators are publicly backing web censorship. That's a mainstream news headline right now. Protester removed from Fred Thompson event for pointing out that he's not a real conservative. Defiant Corey Rose says, "I'm not going anywhere." When the producers of Loose Change arrested for supposed desertion when he'd served his three-year tour, they wanted to automatically re-up him. He didn't go back. They grabbed him again and then just let him go and then picked him up again. And then now, because of your phone calls, let him go. But he's going down to Fort Campbell, Kentucky, to try to get this off his record or figure out exactly what's going on. But he did say that the phones were ringing off the hook there at the brig and that your phone calls did have the effect and did result in his release. He also put out this public statement via video from the airport. He was in Boston with a connection about to go to Kentucky last night. And here is the audio. You can clearly hear him say that political prisoner Corey Rowe here, they have released me, but I'm going down to Kentucky to try to get this cleared up once and for all. You know, thank you, Alex. Thank you, everybody, for what you've done. Thanks for the article. By the time websites got this, they did, quote, transcripts. That's a whole other story. And said, "I've never been a political prisoner. No, everything's fine. I'm wonderful." And then you could watch the video, and it doesn't say that.
He says political prisoner here, and then he goes on to say, so I'm no longer a political prisoner. They have released me. So there's also attempts to spin this. This is that there isn't a lot of indices that this is politically motivated. Here it is.
Political prisoner here, Boston Airport, on my way to Fort Campbell. I have been released, however. I'm still going down there to make sure I'm out of the system once and for all, so I'm no longer a political prisoner. Thank you for all your support, your phone calls, Alex. Thanks for the article. Screw this change. I'm not going anywhere.
Two separate transcripts I saw on the web of this, and again, it's just curious. I don't care if my name's cut out, but when people start then having him saying, I'm not a political prisoner, and then literally... The transcripts they put out were even close to what he said. Let's play it again here. In fact, I got up late this morning. I was up here again until 2:30 in the morning working on Endgame, and I haven't even tried to call the Loose Change crew. I'll probably try to get them on later in the day just with a comment. I know Corey is down in Fort Campbell, Kentucky right now. We ought to just call his cell phone, try to get him on with a quick comment later. I got a bunch of news, international news to cover, but I just want to thank you, the listeners, for taking action and having an effect and getting Corey out, because that clearly, they had told him, you're going to Fort Campbell, we're sending you down there, and then the phone calls came in and they just said, just get him out of here. But here is his public statement one more time for you.
Political prisoner here, Boston Airport, on my way to Fort Campbell. I have been released, however. I'm still going down there to make sure I'm out of the system once and for all, so I'm no longer a political prisoner. Thank you for all your support, your phone calls, Alex. Thanks for the article. Screw this change. I'm not going anywhere.
All right. We have an article up on prisonplanet.com, Defiant Corey Rowe. I'm not going anywhere. And the big news here is that 1,140-something digs. I've never seen a dig go that high without even being on the up-and-comers or on the main page. That's how it works. You supposedly vote news to the front page. That is not how it works. It's rigged, folks, like a rigged casino. It isn't real. It isn't people voting it down. It isn't the Berry Brigade, as they call themselves. And all these different sites have self-appointed censors. I found a group last night, not even looking for it. I was doing some research online, and it just popped up under a total different search term. My name popped up, and I thought, oh, let me click on that. It was somebody wearing a tinfoil hat. They never respond to us on the North American Union or the dollar plunging or the lies in the war or anything, or the Jerusalem Post saying Israel stages terror attacks. They just repeat the term tinfoil hat like some mantra. I mean, I expect to see neocons next at the airport chanting tinfoil hat, tinfoil hat, tinfoil hat, tinfoil hat. And I go to this big Wikipedia user page, and it's all these hundreds of pages they've deleted. And I mean, they've deleted preeminent best-selling books on the JFK assassination, just write-ups on them, which is, I think, should be an encyclopedia. They've deleted. I don't have it in front of me. Hey, Trey, since you're in here, call Corey Rowe and all those guys. Let's try to get them on for like 10 minutes in the third hour just to, you know, recite what happened to him. Thanks. Call, his cell, all those things. Trey just walked in here, so I give him that message. But what was I getting off into? I mean, you ought to just read about it. I told Aaron Dykes I wanted to write an article about it today for Jones Report. And they just say, we don't believe that there's such a thing as government-sponsored terror ever in history. So in a section on false flag terror, we delete it. Or we don't think an Alex Jones page about his radio show is proper. We just delete it. And they go in every day and they vandalize my Wikipedia page and they put up lies and false things like Alex, it's not up there now, Alex Jones said the government was going to kill 11 million people on his July 25th, 2001 show where he supposedly predicted the attacks. I never said that. They just lie. And then they sit there with Wikipedia protecting them and loving them and their little... And they've got all these Wikipedia certifications,
And on their page, it's all of them, page after page of them wearing tinfoil hats. All sophomoric and cuss words, and it's just like a, literally, it's like Mao Zedong's youth corps. Or Putin's creating a youth corps now. Homeland Security's done it here. Tony Blair's doing it. Al Gore had them sign little pledges and swear to join his jihadist crusade. I mean, it goes on and on. Their whole system is shipwrecked. Their whole system is run aground, broke back. The vast majority of people are waking up to the New World Order. The vast majority are now, in every even mainstream poll, we've seen a 180 shift in opinion in the last couple of years, like we've never seen in modern history. I mean, this is a major realignment away from both parties. That's never happened before. This is a shattering of the paradigm. But it doesn't matter. They've got 20% of the public, folks, who literally would run firing squads. And I saw it on Hot Air. I saw it on Newsbusters. I got emails yesterday. I saw it in the Dig comments saying they need to kill Cory Rowe. Saying, I wish they had a firing squad. We need to line him up and other deserters and kill him. And we need to put all these people in camps. I mean, Michelle Malkin writes books saying put everybody in camps. Michael Wiener Savage, the beatnik, literal beatnik of the 60s, now neocon fascist, says this. I mean, they're not playing games, folks. They would line every one of us up and stick a Mauser right to the back of our heads and blow our brains all over the wall. And they do it all day long. Okay? Then we got about 20%, and they're going to command the heights. They're going to be given power. They're going to be put over Dig. They're going to be put over Wikipedia. They're being put over everything. And only one thing can stop them. That's you. Now, we're not all centralized, and we don't have big, giant organizations, to then create coveys and bivouacs and nests and cadres of these people, flotillas of these little ticks and harvest mice. But you can go to the sound of the guns, and I say take it to their websites, take over their websites, post the truth on their subpages, get aggressive with these people, get on Hot Air, get on Wikipedia, and that's more important. Hot Air's tiny. I mean, my little sites are much bigger than that. And it's a cult over there just chanting tinfoil hats, so it doesn't really matter. I mean, you can try to post on these sites that they passed the biggest gun control act since 68 2 months ago, and they'll just say it's not true. You can have SPP documents directly from the government. They say it's not true. I mean, folks, they say Bush is a conservative. They say the dollar's strong. They say the stock market's good. And at a certain point, you've got to think, are they really just CENTCOM spooks? I mean, CENTCOM's now admitted that they, quote, fight disinfo and propaganda in the blogosphere. They admit that they, quote, fight it on radio. I mean, admittedly, they're out there and they get other people to copy them and snowball them. That is, it gets bigger and bigger as it goes downhill. And Mockingbird repeat what they say. But no, a lot of this really is just, I was watching this video of Fred Thompson when this lady confronts him and they have her drug out. And they start trying to drag her out when she asks the question very politely in a press conference. They're already grabbing. You can hear the guy whispering, you need to go. Come with me. She's get your hand off. And they keep doing it. So she gets mad and starts yelling at them, saying, you know, you're not a real conservative. And then they drag her out. And I've had them do this to me 50 times, 100, I don't know, many, many times, more than 50 times, where you're at events and they will come up, just if you got a video camera. I mean, I've been at UT videotaping some CFR member or Trilateral Commission member. It's happened many times. Many of you have seen it on my TV show or on the web. And they'll have a guy, high and tight haircut, assigned to the general that runs UT over there and runs the public affairs office. And they'll literally come over and they'll grab you hard by the arm and say, let me talk to you. I want to talk to you. And they're one step away, folks, from putting us on trucks. I mean, when you already got folks grabbing you by the arm, I want to talk to you. Why don't you come out with me? Get your hand off me right now. And you've got to talk to them like that and say, do not touch me again or I'm going to litigate. And you have to mean it. It's an animal level thing. They know you're going to litigate them. Get your hands off me. You can beat the rap criminal, but you can't beat the ride. Don't try to push me around. And then they back off. Well, they did that to her. We'll be right back.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the Lenin School of Political Warfare has laid down a plan for a third world war that will destroy both Christianity and communism at the same time? From the rubbles of this war, the Illuminati will establish their world government, prophesied in Revelation chapter 13. Communism said they would pretend to collapse, and when America had begun to disarm, the combined communist world would launch a surprise attack and smash us with their clenched fists. We'd like to show you how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
News I have in front of me from the Washington Post. Disfavor for Bush hits rare heights. President Bush is a competitive guy, but this is one contest he would rather lose. And it goes on to say, with 18 months left in office, he is in the running for the most unpopular president in the history of modern polling. And this is a whitewash poll with Bush with like 30% of approval rating. They have mainline scientific polls as low as 20% for the president. Cheney's highest poll numbers in Gallup poll are 14. Summer as low as 10. Congress, on average, now has a 12% approval rating. Now, 12%, and every day I saw Newt Gingrich last night on Fox, in the few minutes I watched, spinning his little pygmy comment about the Republican candidates, and here's the CFR architect of the Homeland Security system. I mean, he literally, on the Hart Rubin Council on Foreign Relations Committee, right before 9/11, wrote up the whole plan for what we're living under. He is definitely a high-level technician, extremely wicked, ladies and gentlemen, extremely phony. He's about as conservative as a drag queen. I mean, there's nothing conservative about this guy. He's about as conservative as a wild drunkard running around with their hair on fire. I mean, there's nothing conservative. He's about as conservative as Mao Zedong. But he sits up there with that fake act, up there selling the public. And he kept saying, well, see, the American people are mad because we couldn't get all the things the president wants, because we haven't gone into Iran, and because we haven't done all the things they want. They want action. They want movement in government. They want to see things done. The lowest approval rating of 12% ever seen in Congress. Both parties. The people now know the jig is up, but they're still there trying to fool those that haven't woken up yet, and trying to hopefully fool some of those that have gotten off the reservation back onto the reservation. Just repeating, spinning it. That's total spin. The American people are mad that we haven't done enough. They're mad that we haven't gotten things done. They're mad at this pathetic Congress who can't get anything done on Iran. They're upset about the things that are going on. They're upset that these Republican candidates aren't going into Iran yet and aren't getting tough on the terrorists. Yes, that's exactly it, Newt Gingrich. It is total and complete lies. And looking at Sean Hannity and looking at Newt Gingrich when they were up there on Fox, I mean, they fully, consciously know that they're anti-American. They fully, consciously know they work for the big international banks. And understand, I want you to know, I'm not just figuring this out this second. I want all of us to consciously remember that. I mean, obviously, we've known they've been bought and paid for and know that they're sellouts. But I want to just restate that on the record. Restate it on the record that I fully understand exactly what's going on. And that the American people understand what's going on. We know you're a pack of criminals, but there's still that final illusion going that we all understand they're crooks. We're a very small minority, but we still don't consciously realize that we're the majority. You see, all out here across the country, individually, we understand that they're a pack of New World Order traitors and trash. And just absolute prostitutes to the global crime syndicate. But we have not consciously realized that the majority of people also know they've been sold a bill of goods. And, you know, maybe in a few blue blood corners, you will find Republicans that will literally go to the ends of the earth and literally throw their children off cliffs if George Bush ordered them to, or if Newt Gingrich did, or if Israel did, or if Gordon Brown did. And you can find groups of liberals out there who are openly worshiping Hillary Clinton, openly worshiping the war, openly, they just don't care. It's about the party for them. But they don't count. I mean, they literally are a minority. They are a minority. And I don't know what the New Order is going to do, because their little trick of changing horses in this little pony express riding system in between, you know, every 4 or 8 years, it's broken. We'll come back and get into the really big news. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water, a world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
This is Elizabeth Border, author of the two book set, America Attacked and Chaos and Chemtrails. I wrote these books because I believe that every American should have the vital chemtrails research info. I was much heartened and encouraged when a radio listener recently wrote me, quote, "You are truly a great writer, so clear and powerful and thorough in your communication. You have the strength to forge ahead in the midst of darkness, and you also believe in the power of goodness and truth." I hope you listeners will order these crucial books. Send your check for $32 post-pay to Radio Liberty, P.O. Box 969, Soquel, S-O-Q-U-E-L, California, 95073. $32 to Radio Liberty, Box 969, Soquel, California, 95073. Or call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
Each night when you sleep, your body uses the time to restore itself so that you could wake up feeling renewed. But wouldn't it be nice to also wake up looking younger? Now there's Night Skin, a serum that goes on while you sleep to reduce age spots, reduce the appearance of wrinkles, and moisturize the skin. Night Skin was made by Dr. Arthur Perry, a board-certified cosmetic surgeon, as an alternative to some invasive surgeries. It has real ingredients that have been shown to reduce the signs of aging and fight natural sun damage, all while you get a good night's sleep. Try Night Skin today and see what it's like to wake up feeling renewed, both inside and out.
Try Night Skin risk-free by calling 1-800-894-3418. Night Skin is guaranteed to renew your skin overnight. Turning back the clock has never been this easy. Try Night Skin risk-free today. Call 1-800-894-3418. That's 1-800-894-3418.
Wide open phones today at 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. This is the type of news I have in front of me, and Steve Watson is reportedly doing a big report on this. It will be going up on PrisonPlanet.com in the next few minutes. You can... just, I guess, type into Google to get the story, because it's not up on PrisonPlanet.com. FBI proposes building network of U.S. informants. The FBI is taking cues from the CIA to recruit thousands of covert informants in the United States as part of a sprawling effort to boost its intelligence capabilities. We're going to be getting into this top story today, coming up here in just a few minutes. Also, protester removed from Fred Thompson event. And this is a very serious attack on free speech, but this is how they operate everywhere. Remember at the Rose Garden at the White House, that medical doctor, Falun Gong member, stood up when the Chinese murdering dictator
murdering dictator. No one's killed more. This is as evil as it gets. Stands up and is giving a question and answer during a press conference with Bush. And she butts in with her question, her confrontation, which the press always did in the past. And, folks, the cops took them a few 30 seconds to get over there. They didn't need cops. TV reporters, TV camera people grabbed her like just zombies. All these hands. You ought to pull that video up on the web and watch it. Just all these hands just shoot to grab her. Destroy liberty. Destroy freedom. Crush the First Amendment. Get her. It was like they didn't even need to be told. Now, again, the average person isn't like that. But that's who they have surrounding them. That's who gets to be a top-line videographer in the Rose Garden. That's the type of reporters, because they all are guardians of the corrupt system, of the rotten, bloated, stinking, maggot-filled carcass that is this illegal, criminal, illegitimate government that just sits there like a cancer in the District of Columbia, better known as the District of Criminals, where the Congress critters nest and feed and whore and sell out this country. When I say whore, folks, I don't mean literal whoring. I mean selling out this country, literally whoring us out. So we'll be getting into those reports as well. I hope that everyone who is out there will visit Infowars.com today, and I hope that you will get my new film. I mean, they cannot stop you, at least for now, from ordering the DVD. We are under massive censorship and gatekeeping and blocking everywhere, which, again, lets me know that we are hurting them. But at the same time, I realize we would break through to mega-level phenomenon just with my efforts, thanks to the listeners, and have a massive effect. But then in a way, I think, oh, good, they're blocking me. I won't get too big, and they won't be forced to kill me. So these are the type of weird little thoughts I have. But regardless, I'm here to win this fight against the New World Order. I'm here to make sure every big story we write goes viral and millions see it. That's what's happening. It's Ron Paul's the biggest thing, you know, in the top five, routinely number one now, in the top search functions in the last month. New World Order is in the top 20 or 30 now, continually. Globalism, NAU, that's now in the top search functions. We are taking over the blogosphere, and so they're announcing today massive net censorship. They are moving against us right now. Not just me. I'm one small part of that. What we do at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com and the websites are one small part of that. But listen, they cannot stop you from going to InfoWars.com and ordering Terror Storm, A History of Government-Sponsored Terrorism, the new expanded special edition, 17 minutes on Building 7 being blown up and how BBC and CNN reported it had fallen with the same exact words and scripting before it fell under FEMA scripting. I mean, that's 5 minutes of the 17 new minutes of added information. It's all in Terror Storm special edition. It's all in Terror Storm special edition right now, available at InfoWars.com. I sincerely hope you'll visit the website and order Terror Storm Special Edition, or order The Late Great USA by Dr. Jerome Corsi on the North American Union, full of documents and information, or America, Freedom to Fascism, or Loose Change, second edition. Own, you know, these classics on DVD for your library, not some hazy, fuzzy Google thing where it's censored half the time anyways. Or go get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. You can download this in super high quality Flash or Windows or QuickTime, two different formats of all three of those, high quality, medium quality. So six different formats total, and you can burn them right to disk with an easy to download application. And I mean, literally, just hand out, you could burn four or five of these in 20 minutes every day and just give these out to everybody. And then that will circumvent the censorship. Go get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, and that just pays for us to have the bandwidth, which we are just having to buy more and more of, obviously. And then you actually support us. We're able to continue to get this information out. PrisonPlanet.tv. PrisonPlanet.tv, ladies and gentlemen. It is available right now. And you can go there and you can download my weekly TV reports, special reports. There is just so much there on the website. Thousands of pieces of media at PrisonPlanet.tv to download and put on disk. Whatever subject you want covered, please go get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership and aggressively use this armory, this weapons cache in the info war against the enemy. The weapons are laying there ready for you to use them. And I mean, I've consciously known this for a long time, but to have it really burn into my brain, to have it really hit me right in the brain last night, that, man, we're the main focus of well-organized groups on Wikipedia that have run their flag up and swung their guns around and are blasting the living daylights out of us, folks, and really hurting us getting the word out and celebrating that. And we've got Dig and other venues we found to reach larger audiences have swung their guns around and are blasting us right down to the waterline. And, again, we're still charging forward and we're still engaging and we're reaching more people. But it is not one-tenth of what it could be. They're blocking us at every viral point. I have no doubt they don't have a government analyst tracking specifically teams on what we're doing just to counter it. There is no doubt there are men walking around in uniforms in CENTCOM, and this has come out, this is admitted, but specifically with us, then giving orders to private contractors and other groups who, well, I mean, it came out 6-7 years ago that Viacom has whole skyscrapers filled with teenagers at $10 an hour going around creating fake hype. Well, see, it's the same thing with CENTCOM and all these contractors. And they are engaging us, folks. They want to bring down America. They're very close to being able to bring down the Republic, to dissolving the borders, to getting the gun confiscation, to being able to use their FEMA camps. They cannot allow their phony conservative leaders to be exposed. They cannot afford to have their wolf packs with cloaking devices as conservatives who are hitting us and hitting us hard. I mean, the country is literally almost dead. I mean, even Pat Buchanan, Ron Paul says that. I mean, that is not hyperbole. We are in red-level crisis, folks. Fortress USA is on fire. And we're doing everything we can to put these fires out. And we've got a bunch of cult members in CENTCOM. Most of them are hardcore Baptists. They're not real Christians. They literally listen to Pastor Hagee, because I've been tracking all this, who openly says normal Christians aren't good, only Jews are good, even if they're not Christians, they're going to heaven, they're above us. Total blasphemy. I mean, this is what the opposite of what Christ said. And we've got to nuke people, and the Arabs are going to kill us any minute. And these guys literally just chant, tinfoil hat, Muslims are going to get us, tinfoil hat, Muslims are going to get us. And if you say to them, well, why is the government bringing in Muslims at record levels? And they'll go, cannot compute, cannot compute, cannot compute. And they'll literally just say, tinfoil, tinfoil, right back to you. They cannot. And boy, I know CENTCOM's listening. I got your number, brother. Okay? I know you go to church 3 times a week, and you're a deacon, and you're in Bible study, and you're in weird little secret orders of Christians. You're in the brotherhood that was all set up with subgroups 30 years ago in D.C., you ought to research the people above you, and you're not Christians, okay? They just used you as a vehicle to carry out their system. Now that's on the CENTCOM side. Above that, it's a lot more just evil people who openly write books about how they use the Christians, and they openly laugh at you. But again, we're getting off into how all this stuff works. I'm telling you, folks, there's nothing better than beating them. And they have really swung their guns around on us, and that's good. But I'm telling you, we need to supercharge. I'm starting more websites because of this. I'm going to try to raise the funds to hire more writers and more web developers. And we are actively redesigning InfoWars right now. We did that once before. It didn't work out too well. There's some bugs. We'll see if this works again. I just can't seem to be able to, you know, get everything done I need to. But regardless, Just if you want to create mirrors of our websites and, you know, help in the info war, whatever, that gets through their filters. We've learned some tricks to get around them to prove that they're filtering. Help us now in this fight, ladies and gentlemen. Help us now in the fight against the New World Order. Because the battle is joined, and a lot of you are on the bench. A lot of you in heart and in spirit are with us, but you haven't gone on a MySpace and posted a link to PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. You haven't gone online and gone in and attacked Dig and gone into all their other posts and attacked the fact that they're censors. You haven't gone in, this is key to Wikipedia, and taken over the websites and taken over the subpages like they do to us. And, of course, we're not going to sit there and claim we're guardians of the truth like the tinfoil hat people. And I call them that because in their photos they all wear tinfoil hats. It's like their little uniform, their joke. We're going to go right in and just say, you guys are censoring us. You guys, if we're disinfo and we're not encyclopedia material, you certainly aren't. And what's good for the goose is good for the gander. And I mean, bring them down every time they pop up. I mean, just start hitting them, folks. It feels good. Get in there. Literally, you're like a B-17 tail gunner or belly gunner or roof gunner. And we've got the enemy coming in on us, folks, and all you got to do is jump in the seat, pull back the lever, and just put your iron sights on them and just open fire. That is all you got to do. You just got to wheel those guns around and stop thinking about it and stop thinking about you're not the best aim or you've never done this before, and you just pick up a bead and you just let them have it. You just aim and you just fire. In the info war. And I'm telling you, folks, we've been blowing the living daylights out of them. We've been smashing them, crushing them, overrunning them, just all over the web in a thousand ways, and it's only getting better. But I'm telling you, when they counterattack, we got to hit them and use their counterattack as a way to catch them in the open and just run them over. We're going to be posting some of their websites, some of their, they want to play games, and they want to get aggressive, and they want to try to shove us around. We've got the muscle, and we're ready for a fight. And they want to fight us out in the open, we're going to give it to them. In fact, I think we're going to just go ahead and start giving out CENTCOM's websites and their message boards and their info and their contact. They want to fight, folks, we're going to give them one. I mean, think about it. The military is openly engaging in propaganda and buying fake news, billions of dollars of fake news. They own thousands of reporters in their hip pockets. That isn't Alex Jones. It's like Dr. Paul Craig Roberts said last week on the show. This is in the newspaper, but they report it like it's normal. Oh, yes, we're buying reporters and fake news and planting it domestically. It's for the homeland. I mean, right there, they're all convicted. It's over. That's illegal. I use this one example a lot because it's so incredible. There were thousands of them. Tommy Franks, $500,000+ a year. I kept saying $440,000+. That was in the Associated Press. Turned out he was getting some more money on top of that. To just make a media appearance once or twice a week and give speeches saying that martial law is where we're going and that it's what the people demand, and he would always preface it with, now, I'm not with a party, and I don't have an axe to grind, but this war's fabulous, and we need martial law in America. I'm real sad about that. I mean, folks, that's high treason in your face, paid by the CIA, mainstream news reported, to go lie on television. They're everywhere. There's big money. There are people living in $500,000, million-dollar houses right now who run teams of disinfo people, 10, 20, 30 of them, under them. They go into offices every day and they attack us. They go into office spaces every day and they go after us. And they go in every day and they try to drudge up bull and sling it. And let me tell you something. Your time has run out, traitors. It isn't going to work. You can hoax all day and claim there's no North American Union. We're going to use your own lies against you. You understand, you gutter snipes? And you can all day try to push your amnesty of 30 million anti-American illegal aliens and tell us it's like mother's milk. milk to the country when it's really cyanide. Good. Keep lying, because we're going to show everybody how you're lying. You're not operating in the paradigm of 10 years ago where you could lie and get away with it. And you just keep lying about your war, and you keep lying and saying there's no government-sponsored terror when we can show people 1,000 news articles about it. And you just keep lying about everything else, and you keep trying to play your game. Let me tell you another reason they're failing so bad. They got about 20-30% of the media, mainline media, on the payroll. Another 20-30% that just parrot what they say and don't even know it. But you've got about half the mainline media, even news wires and reporters who aren't on the payroll and who aren't under control and who are now breaking their paradigm, and the editors can't control it and block it all because the enemy's lazy. Now, the controllers aren't lazy. They're high-energy people. But their little minions are a bunch of lazy cowards. And let me tell you something. We're going to beat you. And we're going to get all the records of who worked for domestic propaganda, and you're going to be going to Leavenworth. You understand?
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife Frequency Technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
I remember in 2002, it was reported, and I didn't believe it, and I tracked it down and confirmed it, that Marcus Wolf, the former head of the Stasi, East German secret police, had been hired as a consultant for Homeland Security in the formation of it. And I was like, that is not true. This is being made up. And I made phone calls and checked the web and looked at purchase orders and looked at federal funding. And sure enough, they paid that guy more than $1 million to move to D.C. and consult in between his home in Germany. Then I found out they hired Primakov, the former head of the KGB. That was in mainstream news. Folks, when they start hiring former heads of the KGB, we all better look at our children and ask if we want them to live in a free country or even live, even survive. Now, that's why all this is so off the chart. I mean, it's so bold to what they're doing. The level of America-killing hatred would be hard to believe, even if the person was in an enemy uniform. That it was actually happening would stun some. The fact that they're in our uniforms, the fact they got armies of well-meaning fools and low-grade morons serving them, is just, it's unbelievable. It's absolutely unbelievable that we have fallen this far. And then I see this last night. And there is a report up on PrisonPlanet.com on this. And I hope you get it and get it out to everyone because it is of the utmost importance. FBI proposes building network of U.S. informants. The FBI is taking cues from the CIA to recruit thousands of covert informants in the United States as part of a sprawling effort to boost its intelligence capabilities. According to a recent unclassified report to Congress, the FBI expects its informants to provide secrets about possible terrorists and foreign spies, although some may also be expected to aid with criminal investigations in the tradition of law enforcement confidential informants. The FBI did not respond to requests for comment on the story. Now, I could talk about this all day, and I am now. I'm going to talk about this quite a bit after we take calls next hour. Now, do you notice that it's going to be a nationwide grid of FBI informants? And before I ever read the article, when I saw the headline, I thought, oh, my gosh, there'll be no real terrorism to fight, but under Section 802 of the Patriot Act, all misdemeanors are terrorism, and it says that. You should go read it. And so, don't just laugh, neocons. You go read it. They're like, that's right. We're going to have the power to arrest you soon so we can fight the Muslims. Oh, my gosh. FBI proposes building network of U.S. informants. And it says, although some may also be expected to aid with criminal investigations in the tradition of law enforcement confidential informants. So, they're going to take Homeland Security funding. And they're literally going to have federal informants. Now they have the biggest dirtbags on the planet are already federal informants. And there's not a lot of them. And they're out there in drug cases and other things. Mainly, it's just top-down integration where the bank reports everything you're doing. The pharmacy reports everything you're doing. Your doctor reports everything. It already all goes right in the federal database anyways. But now, we're going to have thousands. And by the way, we told you 4 years ago, they already have them. They have CIA liaisons right here in Austin. They're over the Threat Integration Center in the Emergency Management Command Base. They have them in every major town, even rural areas. They'll have them for every 4 or 5 counties. And they're going to be looking for terrorists, folks. I mean, you want a Chivano on every corner telling you what to eat, when to sleep, what to wear? You want to be a sheep? Bah, bah, bah.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
Hello.